Time now for Extension Today on WIFM. Extension Today presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. North Carolina Farm Bureau has been actively promoting farm and rural issues since 1936. Now, Extension Today with Danny Hall.
Welcome to Extension Today. I'm Danny Hall. Thanks for joining us here on WIFM, and we're pleased to welcome to our program this morning the Wilkes County Cooperative Extension Director, Bill Hanlon. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
Hope you're doing well through the holiday period here.
I'm doing very well.
Well, it's a pleasure to chat with you, sir, and we have a very good topic today, and it's the talk about mail order plants and, more importantly, the proper way to store mail order plants. And I know a lot of us do. It's a big business, mail order plants, but when we order those plants, we need to know what to do with them, don't we?
Yeah, we do. And, you know, a lot of people like to buy their plants locally, but sometimes you can't find what you want, particularly things like fruit trees.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, a lot of these nurseries have a wide variety of plants that they sell. So if you can't find it locally, then you can always go online and order these to be shipped to you.
I remember for many, many years, it seemed we would get catalogs that had where you could order. They came repeatedly to the house where you could just pick and choose from any number of things to mail order plants.
Yeah, and I do get catalogs still to this day, but it's usually from companies that I've ordered from recently.
Right.
So
mm-hmm.
They usually follow up and let you know what's going on and what they have available.
What are some of the most important things, or maybe what are the most difficult plants to take care of once you've ordered them by mail and get them? What do you do then?
Well, probably one of the most difficult ones is when you order something like fruit trees. And the reason is they mail those bare root. They take all the soil away from the root system, mainly because it adds, obviously, dirt or soil is going to add a lot of weight to the package.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll remove that, and then they'll wrap the root system with some type of moist packing material like either peat moss or shredded newspaper or something like that.
Right.
So when you get it, it's important that you do a couple things. First of all, open up the package, obviously, and see if there's any damage, because you can get some damage in the shipping process.
Sure, yeah.
And you can store them in the box for a little while, say a week or two. If, you know, you can't get them in the ground, either the ground's frozen or you don't have time to do it. So you can keep them, as long as that packing material around the root system is moist,
mm-hmm.
Then you can keep them like that in a cool, dry place.
Okay.
If you want to keep it any longer, we recommend doing a process called healing in. And basically what that is, you dig a trench, you put some peat moss in the bottom of the trench, put the tree roots in there,
mm-hmm.
and then cover the root system up with dirt and make sure that the root system stays moist until you can get that tree or shrub in the ground.
So really, it's a temporary way to hold the plants and keep them from dying before it's time to. Do in most cases when you're ordering plants, does it have a suggestion, or does it tell you when they should be planted, or are there times when they don't ship certain plants?
They usually do not ship bare root plants when they are leafed out.
Okay.
So anytime during the spring or summer or fall, they usually don't ship, mainly because if it has leaves on the plant, they will lose water.
Okay.
And when they do that, it's awfully tough for the root system. Even if it's wrapped in moist material, it's awful difficult for the root system to keep up with the water given off by the leaves. So generally when they ship something, it's dormant.
Our guest is Bill Hanlon. He's the Wilkes County Extension Director with the Cooperative Extension Service. We're talking about what to do when you get those mail order plants, especially the bare root plants. You really need to take care of them right away. Now, is now, Bill, the time when people would be getting things like fruit trees to put in the ground, or is this the right time of year for that?
Yeah, this is the right time. They usually will not ship you anything like it when the plant is actively growing, so this is their busy season. And the main thing is, if you can dig a hole, I would suggest you put the tree or whatever in the ground as quickly as possible,
okay.
Because what will happen is, even during the wintertime when the top is not growing, the root system can establish itself a little bit.
Okay.
So it's better for the plant in the spring. It'll have a little bit bigger root system,
mm-hmm.
and the tree will just fare a little bit better.
Would you, you wouldn't suggest then, and I've done this and with not much success, and maybe it's just that I don't have a green thumb, but I'd get like trees, mail order with bare root, and I'd drop them in a bucket and throw some dirt in there and hope to hold them till it was time to plant. But then when I did that, obviously, I said, oh, it's good for a while, so you keep putting it off. That's probably not the right thing to do, is it?
Well, you can put them in a pot. The main thing is it should have good water drainage out.
Ah, okay.
And because if you put it in a pot and you put dirt around the root system and you don't have any drainage holes, what you can do is actually drown the root system.
Well, that might explain.
When the water builds up in the pot, it replaces the oxygen in the soil, and then you actually will suffocate the root system of the plant.
Is it important that they have sunlight?
No, not when they're dormant. When they start to leaf out, yes, it's very important. But when they're dormant, you can put them in a basement where it stays cool and dry. You want to make sure also that if it's in a pot, that the root system doesn't freeze. So, you know, if you have it outside and it gets down to 0 degrees, you can run the risk of freezing the root system of the plant.
Yeah. Do you have any suggestions? If we get bulbs, I know that my wife and I have planted hundreds of tulip bulbs already. Mm-hmm. You get seeds. What kind of seeds would we be putting in the ground this time of year?
Well, a lot of people like to order their vegetable seeds early. Mm-hmm. That's one of the catalogs I get. In fact, I ordered some seeds for my summer garden already.
Oh, okay.
And it's mainly to make sure I get the type of the variety I want.
Right.
Because sometimes these companies sell out. When you get those, you can treat both of them very similarly, the seeds and the bulbs. You want to keep them in a cool, dry place.
Okay.
And the reason why you want it dry is because if it's really moist, high humidity, you can get some rotting on the bulbs, and you can cause additional damage to the seeds. So generally, today's modern refrigerators have very low humidity. It's Celtic Frost ones in particular.
Right.
So you can put those in a refrigerator. You can put your seeds in the freezer, and you can keep them for a very long time that way.
Just make sure they're well labeled so your spouse or kids don't think it's a snack, right?
Yeah, you don't want to be boiling the bulbs and eating those.
Oh, I'll tell you a quick story about a couple of years ago, my wife and I, because we always we'll dig up the tulip bulbs at the end of the season, put them in a like a big bucket and put the lid on it and put them in the basement. And then when we were going to put those out the next season, open that lid, and it was, you couldn't stand the stench, obviously.
Yeah.
They just rot. I mean, it was unbelievable. We learned our lesson about you got to keep them exposed to some air, right?
Right. You wanted, the humidity is the main thing. You know, if you have a basement that's relatively dry.
Yeah.
And low humidity, they'll do fine there. You definitely don't want to keep them in a plastic bag that's impervious to air or anything like that, because it will end up just like the experience you had.
Valuable lesson learned right there.
Yeah.
Bill, if people have any questions about what we've talked about today, or maybe they've ordered something specific that they're not sure about, they can call your office, right?
They can. They can call me directly at 336-651-7333.
Terrific. Bill Hanlon, Wilkes County Cooperative Extension Director, thank you for your time and your information today. Always quite valuable, and it's always a pleasure to chat with you. I hope you, we are looking forward to a great 2015, and I hope that for you as well.
Yeah, thank you very much, Dan.
And folks, thanks for joining us for Extension Today on 100.9 WIFM.
Extension Today on WIFM, presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. Join us again next time for Extension Today on WIFM.